From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The Boy Scouts of America is celebrating its 95th anniversary this month. According to the organization, over 100 million young people have passed through the scouting ranks over the years, including future astronauts and presidents. But in Alabama, the FBI is investigating charges that the Boy Scouts have been inflating their membership numbers, possibly in order to receive greater financial donations and grants. Melanie Peoples reports.
The Boy Scouts slogan is "Do a good turn daily." And when volunteer troop leader Larry Cox thinks about it, that's exactly what he's doing.
Basically, the scout law boils down to you're going to have honor and integrity. And the very first point of the scout law is trustworthy.
Cox has been a troop leader for 7 years, and some time ago he started noticing that the membership rosters he compiled and sent to the Alabama Council headquarters kept coming back with names of boys he hadn't listed. Finally, at a meeting of adult volunteers, he started asking others if they experienced the same thing.
All of the leaders present, representing all the units that were there, reported that their charters continually came back incorrect, with names that they hadn't heard of or youth on it that had been dropped off, yet they continually show back up.
He took his concerns to council executives and was first ignored, then discouraged from talking about it. Having an accurate list of members is important because when charitable organizations decide how much money they want to donate to the Boy Scouts, they do so in part based on an idea of how many kids the Boy Scout serves. Federal grants work the same way, which is why the FBI is involved. The Boy Scouts repeatedly declined requests for an interview, but issued a press release that says they're cooperating with the FBI and conducting their own internal audit. Jeff Fuquay is a spokesperson for the FBI's Birmingham office.
The Boy Scouts have been very cooperative throughout the investigation, and we have received some records from them for review.
Investigators have subpoenaed files from the United Way of Central Alabama, an organization that's been giving the Alabama Boy Scouts close to $1 million a year. Samuetta Nesbitt is a spokesperson for the United Way.
We asked the board of directors of that organization to sign the document saying everything enclosed is truthful. Our volunteers don't have the power to do an audit.
She says her organization isn't jumping to any conclusions of wrongdoing, that right now there are only allegations, and they're continuing their support. As for how the practice of ghost memberships got started, many volunteers think it starts with a corporate mentality that has crept into the Boy Scouts.
The district executive sort of lives by what's called the three M's: membership, manpower, and money.
Gene Wright worked for the Boy Scouts for 13 years, sometimes 60 hours a week. He knew that district executives who didn't continue to bring in new members didn't get promotions and were at risk of being terminated.
You have pressure on you to get these units started and get this money raised, and it's just, in today's economy, it's really tough to do both.
But the problem isn't limited to Alabama, and it isn't new. The FBI investigated a Dallas, Texas council in 2003, and a civil rights leader in Atlanta has recently accused Boy Scout leaders of falsifying minority enrollment figures to get more grant money. Though the scandals look bad for an organization that prides itself on shaping good citizens and doing good deeds, volunteers like Larry Cox say they have no choice but to get to the bottom of things.
What am I to tell my son if I don't do anything? Basically, it's sending the message that if I'm quiet, that the values we're trying to teach them are absolutely meaningless.
Cox says he's living the tenets of scouting, showing they do work. He wishes the corporate Boy Scouts would act a little less corporate and a lot more like scouts. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Birmingham, Alabama.